If I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times.
If I've told you once, I've told you a thousand times.
Don't tell her everything that you know. It will only hurt our relationship. I'm just kidding.
Why do you always say mean things to me?
I'm just kidding. Can't you take a joke?
Can't you take a joke?
In my culture, we never say that. Don't make fun of me, okay?
Don't make fun of me, okay?
I just tried to help her out when she dropped all of her books. Don't be so sure.
I know that she will come with us on the trip.
Don't be so sure because her boyfriend called her last night. She has a date with him. What makes you so sure?
Oh, really? What makes you so sure?
Last night, I talked to him on the phone and he told me so. You're 10 years my senior.
What's my status in this company?
Oh, of course, you're 10 years my senior. I'm 30-something.
How old are you?
I'm 30-something, but people tell me I look like I'm in my 20s.
How old are you, really?
I told you that I'm 20-something. What are friends for?
Hey, thanks so much for staying after work and listening to me.
After all, what are friends for? Just between the two of us.
Just between the two of us, I think that you are more qualified to do this job.
If you think so. Keep this conversation between you and me.
My friend told me that your professor is really cute and that you are dating him.
Yes, but keep this conversation between you and me. I don't want my friend knowing that we talked. I'll keep this to myself.
Now, you can't tell anyone because this is our little secret.
Don't worry, man. I'll keep this one to myself. I have his name right on the tip of my tongue.
Do you know the name of the man who sings My Girl?
Oh, I have his name right on the tip of my tongue. Knock it off.
Knock it off. Would you stop that?
Why? I thought that you liked me tickling you. Keep your fingers crossed.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Why?
I'm auditioning for a play.
Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Look, I just bought a new white Musso.
Oh, please. Stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know you can't afford it. The situation went from bad to worse. Last night, the situation went from bad to worse.
Why? What happened?
My parents forced me to go meet their friend's son. I really didn't want to go, but I went. When I got there, I was really surprised because their son was someone I knew. It was my friend Sally's boyfriend.
That's terrible, but that's funny.
The worst part is that their son made a pass at me. What a jerk. There's a lid for every pot. When are you going to marry? You're already 32.
Don't worry, Mom. There's a lid for every pot.
Money talks.
All those new clothes she has, ploy, money really talks.
Maybe. I think that she just likes to overextend what she can actually afford to buy. Money can't buy. Money can't buy happiness.
No, but it can buy an expensive whore.
I've got no choice.
You should have really thought carefully about your decision to study in Germany.
Yes, but I've got no choice. I mean, my major requires it in order to graduate. My ears are burning.
My ears are burning. You must have been talking about me.
Yeah, you're good at guessing when people are talking behind your back. He's narrow-minded.
I really wish that he would understand gay people more.
Well, you know, he's pretty narrow-minded about that issue. Better late than never.
You always come late to the meetings. Why?
Well, better late than never. It was just small talk.
I talked to Sadie Pock at Lotte Department Store's autograph session.
Really? What did you say to her?
It was just small talk, not a real conversation. I almost shit my pants.
Oh my God, that was the scariest roller coaster I've ever been on.
Yeah, I almost shit my pants on that first hill.
I don't give a shit.
What do you want to do?
I don't care.
Well, decide.
I don't give a shit.